I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Niger has been brought to her knees. Already stricken by a severe food shortage and drought, heavy flooding has displaced more than 200,000 people. Water also washed away what remained of the failed harvest. Kier Niger's Laurent Lehman says the people they're serving are directly impacted. And while they're not an aid agency, their response gives them opportunity to share the hope of Christ.
We're here and we're motivated because of our faith, and we're using that as our motivation to come to this country and to provide assistance. And so when we meet people in their moment of need and they understand our motivation, it really gives us an opportunity.
Next, 100,000 people in Russia die every year because of drug abuse. HIV/AIDS infections are on the rise, and many young people are just hopeless. President of One Hope, Rob Hoskins, just returned from Russia. He says,
the answer is to plant healthy churches across the country.
One Hope is partnering with a church planting pastor. Hoskins says One Hope is committing to resource their work.
To provide gospel portions, the books of hope for the children and young people, to show the God-man film to children and young people, to bring them the hope of Jesus in the midst of their pain and their suffering and their chaos of addiction and abuse.
And more than 50,000 people were drawn to San Diego's City Fest with Luis Palau. The free, family-friendly festival featured great entertainment, and it represented a day of celebration for the Season of Service, a comprehensive outreach that launched in March and drew more than 50,000 volunteers that focused on homelessness, hunger, mentoring, and much more. Palau also shared the gospel on the anniversary of 9/11. Hundreds indicated professions of faith. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.